Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, I'm a retired lady.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely.
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? I'm so sorry. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your opinion.
The options we have are
definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Erin Huntley.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
Pardon me?
Scott Boyd.
Scott Boyd?
Yes.
Not familiar with him.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Then we have Leonard Spencer.
Nope. Never heard of him. Are these people in my state?
These are the state, yes, Florida. No. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
Favorable, I think.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
No, I'm not favorable.
Oh, and is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And last we have Kamala Harris.
Definitely unfavorable.
And is that a very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if this election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Carolina Amnesty.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says that these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, once again, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
I don't know. I'll have to wait and see how things turn out for Carolina Amnesty.
Thank you. But if you had to choose today with what you know,
which
are you leaning towards?
Well, right now, to Carolina.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, due to the state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonor Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was it Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Republican.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day now.
You also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.